Blog Talk Radio.
Never before, we're waging war.
Welcome, 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 welcome. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody is doing amazing. I hope you have not missed me too much. I figured I better come back today so that I can take care of some business, okay? We have a lot to talk about. I'm telling you, we have a lot to talk about, okay? I want to read something to you guys if I can find it. Now, you guys know that we have your boy wants to give $450,000 to people that have crossed the borders illegally. That's just like a robber coming to your house, breaking in your house, and then asking you to pay him for breaking in. I'm just saying. Let me read this to you. Tom Scott, who's a senator of Arkansas, you know that Arkansas is the most racist ever, but that's a story for another day. Cotton's statement on Biden's plan to give illegal immigrants hundreds of millions in cash. This is what he said. He said, Senator Cotton released the following statement after reports that Biden administration intends to give illegal immigrants, aliens, nearly $450,000 each for a total of at least $1 billion overall. That's what he said. It would be unthinkable to pay damages to a burglar who broke into your home for the psychological trauma they endured during the crime. And yet the Biden administration wants to reward immigrants who illegally enter our country. They entered illegally with up to $450,000 each for just that reason. The Biden administration promises of citizenship and entitlement programs have already caused the worst border crisis in history. A huge cash reward will make it even worse. This is the height of insanity. What do you think, family? What do you guys think? Is it insanity or what do you guys think? Come on, you guys, because it's time for us to think outside the box. Did he not tell you when you voted for this creep that he was going to be for the immigration, right? He ran on an immigration policy, did he not? He said that we were going to have to learn how to work with the Mexicans, the Hispanics, right? He didn't say anything that he wasn't going to do. He told you exactly what he was going to do, and he's done it. I look at Virginia, and I think that the person that was running for Virginia, The Democrat lost, right?
Good.
The midterms, right? And my thing is, I am hoping and praying that this is a wake-up call for us. I hope and pray that we are ready to switch parties. And I'm not talking about the Republicans. I'm talking about black folk as a whole, either us coming up with our own political party, and I do believe that we have enough numbers, because they told you 13%, 13%. They told you that. They're not going to tell you that it's more of us than them. They're not going to tell us that. They're going to keep on putting you at 12%, 13%. Now, we've been 13% since slavery, right? You mean tell me we haven't been having babies? You mean tell me we haven't grown any in 400 years, but the immigrants come over here, and they've outgrown us. Chinese come over here, they've outgrown us, which are immigrants. And other cultures have come over here and outgrown us, and we haven't grown any. Do you guys really believe that? I don't believe that. They're not going to tell you, because they want you to think that it's still more of them than us. Now, you know they've had this opiate crisis. They're not reproducing babies. They have low sperm count, and they've been dying of suicide like crazy. And let's not even mention the C, okay? Let's not even mention what the pandemic. Let's not even mention that, what we've just gone through. How many of them had died? You have to think about that. It's not just black folks dying. They want you to think that. But we have to stop believing everything that the news tell us, everything that white supremacy tell you, because you know that their news is just propaganda. And it always is negative toward black people, and they have always have had an agenda when it comes to us. So stop believing your enemy, everything your enemy tells you. Okay? Stop it. That's not good. We have to learn how to do for self. And I keep talking about this, walking your purpose, creating a new reality. I've been saying that for the last, since I've been coming on. But it just seems so hard for us to understand that we really do need to do for self. If you don't have your own business by now, shame on you. I have a trading business. I have a travel business. I have, I'm doing right now, getting ready to start a TikTok, and I'm getting ready to do affiliate marketing. I told you my plan is to be financially free. Also, my a really good friend, a friend of mine, wants to get into buy-in. And I did a YouTube on this, and she wants to look into buy-in palettes. And what it is merchandise is on these palettes. And I bought a palette, and I'm going to take it this weekend and sell it. Merchandise. You get all kind of stuff, and if you are a friend of mine or Hard Truth, if you go on Hard Truth on Facebook, that's H-A-R-D, I'm going to spell it, H-A-R-D-T-R-U-T-H-Z-1-2. Oh, shoot, I thought I was getting down. I ain't even typing nothing, y'all. H-A-R-D-T-R-U-T-H-Z-1-2. If you go on there on Facebook, it's on Facebook, okay? And you can see the Facebook thing that I did. And I talked about selling palettes. I broke it down, how much money you can make, and you can buy palettes. I am going to sell them, and I'm going to hire felons to work with me. Yeah, I'm going to hire, because a lot of our felons, some got caught up. They still need to eat. They still need jobs. And I'm going to allow them to run it for me, okay? You don't understand. I told you I'm working on being financially free. I meant that. Every time I see a business that could possibly get me there, I am going to do it. Now, I made some money on my trade, okay? I'm going to show you my little trading. I am so excited about this, you guys. It's not much. I'm just learning. But I got to show you because I'm super excited about it, and I got to brag on my super excitedness. Okay, I got to brag on this. Let's see if I can pull it up. My goodness. Let me see. Okay, here it is, you guys. I don't want y'all to see how much I got in my bank. Well, you know what? It don't even matter because I'm just starting out. I made $3.26. I know. It's not much, right? I know it. But guess what? For me, because I'm learning, and I'm trying to get used to this, because once I get used to this, it's on. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It's on. But at least I start, at least I'm making money. Because at first, money like crazy. I didn't know what I was doing, right? Even in my Sims, we can get on here and we can do a Sims, right? And even in my Sims, I wasn't doing too good, right? But at least I'm making money. Okay, let me just say it like that. But let's get back to this. I hope and pray. And I told you guys I'm going to do a TikTok and I'm going to do affiliate marketing on there. And I'm going to do one today. And we're going to talk about my Patriot. And I am affiliate marketing with them already. I applied for Home Depot and Lowe's. And affiliate market pays you 8%, 1%, 3%, 5%. Just different, you know, just depending on what you sell and where you go and how many times people click on your on the tab, okay? But I have one with Patriot, and I'm going to do that on TikTok today, and we're going to introduce the Patriot and what comes in your packet. And you can do it too. Stop thinking that you can't come off of your job. You can. It's up to you. It's up to you what you want. How much are you a hustler? You got to be a hustler. You can't be sitting here trying to come off your job and every other day you're doing something, or once a week you're doing something, or no, that's not going to work. And I want you guys to go up on my website and check my website out. Hold on. That's my website. I want you guys to check it out. Getaway International. We are going to be sponsoring trips, okay? And remember, we talked about the free trips. I still do offer the 5 free trips, okay? Going to Las Vegas, Orlando, Florida, Williamsburg, Massanutten, and Fort Lauderdale, okay? Those are 5 places that we do offer you. But I want you guys to concentrate and think about your own business. You should not have your own business right now. Things are getting really hectic. And if you are a baker, if you can bake cakes, don't tell me that you baked a cake and didn't sell nothing. Come on, let's not do that. Did you hustle? Did you cut it up? Did you set it out? Or did you leave it on the kitchen counter in the kitchen thinking you're going to sell something just because you baked a cake? No. If you are a baker, bake your cakes, cut it up, take it to your job, sell the slices, or you can bake some cakes, do events, look in your phone, Eventbrite, and they have events, okay? If you have, in fact, if you have a gift, that's your money. You don't understand that. Your gift will make room for you. Your gift. You can work your gift and make money. But you can't bake a cake and leave it on the counter. That's what I'm saying. Okay? It's time for us to know what our gifts are and step out into it. You have to start somewhere. I'm not telling you quit your job today. I'm telling you if you can fix cars, you need to start advertising that. If you work from 9 to 5 and you have like a garage, offer to work on cars from 5 to 9. I'm just saying. You have to start somewhere. You cannot automatically just quit your job and think it's going to work today. No. We're not going to do that. But we are going to start somewhere. We're going to walk in our purpose today. We're going to create our new reality today. Because you already know what they're planning for you on these jobs. You already know. If you are working at McDonald's and you are a caterer, shame on you. I'm just saying, start doing it once a week, selling dinners once a week, putting it out there once a week, and then you go twice a week, and then you go 3 times a week. I'm just saying, you have to start somewhere, family. And I remember I talked to a young man about he had his own school. Remember, Xavier Institute in New York. Talked to him maybe a couple months ago, right? And do you not know that New York is getting ready to give your child the jab out for permission? I hope and pray that you have somewhere for your child to go, family. I hope and pray that you have pulled your children out of these schools, either your homeschooling or you have, even if you've attached yourself to a Muslim school or a black school, some kind of black school, Xavier Institute is a great school. We have to start doing something different. And if we have to pay for our schools, that's cool, because you pay for daycare anyway. Why not put them in black school? And you can have like a grandma or a church mother or somebody that you trust, pay them $60 or $70 a week to come there and sit with your child to make sure, especially if you're working, even if you're working at home, you still need some help with your child, okay? Because if they're having a problem with logging on and you logged on your work computer, you can't leave your work computer and go help them to log on. So you have that the grandma there, and she's going to make sure that they log on. She's going to make sure that they're keeping up. She's going to make sure that she fixes them lunch. So if you have you fix them lunch that morning or last night and put it aside for them, she's going to make sure they can get it. She's going to make sure that they are doing what they need to do, okay? That's why you hired her. $60, $70 for somebody that's on a fixed income, that's a, what, $60 times four is what? What is it? I'm just saying. 24 what? 240? Something is better than nothing, you guys. I'm just saying. $240 extra for somebody to have, come on, so they can possibly do something else that they wouldn't have been able to do without the 240. Money is money. Small beginnings add up. And guess what? You could, if she has two children, you and a friend, her daughter may want to come over. That's what? $480 for her, for the grandma? But we have to start somewhere. We cannot continue allowing people who we vote for constantly to do nothing for us. We have to start doing something for us. And this is why I'm saying, let's create our own new reality. Let's get our own businesses. Let's start our own companies. That's what the Smoothie Queen did. She started from scratch and came up with a great idea, and I interviewed her. Came up with a great idea, and she's making smoothies. And now she's doing something else also. With the summertime, she's adding on other stuff that she's doing, okay? So it's not just going to be smoothies because summertime, you know, it's a little dead, but still, she started somewhere. Excuse me, I still have a little cough, you guys. But we have to start somewhere. Let's switch parties. And I keep telling people, it's time for us to switch parties. And I'm not talking about the Republican Party. Stop now. We can do independent. But we as black folks have to start voting as a block. It's more of us together than it is us splitting the vote. We can't. I'm sorry, you guys. I still have a little cough, so forgive me. Ingrid, welcome. Thank you for joining. Like and share as you come in. It is so imperative right now because these people, Biden has shown you over and over and over and over and over and over for the last 50 years. This is just not something he's doing now. For the last 50 years, this man has shown you black people how he feels about you. It has never changed. This is the man that wrote three strikes. This is the man that wrote a crime bill that devastated the black community. I don't understand why you don't remember that. We have people, and I talked to people that was voting for him, and I asked, what did he do? Well, what has he done? Make amends for the black family? What has he done to correct the wrongs he's done in the black community since forever? You're getting ready to give this dude the highest seat, but he's not shown you, he's not even proven to you that he's worthy of your vote. He's not even proven to you that he's worthy to represent you. You got white supremacy on both sides. So when I hear people say, well, oh, we had to get one out, but the other is just as bad. So that the devil and Satan are the same people. One is not the worse than the other. If you have Satan over here and the devil over here, okay, you got one, you got Satan in this hand and the devil in this hand, they're still both bad. I've heard people say, well, you know, when we talk about witches, right, I've heard people say, well, you know, you got a bad witch and a good witch. And my question is, Let me ask you a question now. You say you have good wishes, right? Help me understand this. What will that good witch do if you make her mad? What will she do, Ingrid? She'll put a curse on you, right? So what's the difference? Bad witch, good witch, what's the difference? You still a witch. We have been slapped, abused, traumatized, mistreated, misused so bad, you guys. And we are still begging Massa to love us, still begging white supremacy to care. They will never care. I wrote a post, and I was talking about white supremacy. Excuse me. And this black girl comes on there. She goes, well, I'm not black. I'm American. I have an issue with that. You know I'm getting ready to tear up, right? Sweetheart, you're not even a citizen in America, for one. For two, when they see you coming, they're not going to see an American. They're going to see I'm just saying. They're going to see black first. So for you to deny your blackness, you got some issues. You need some psychological help. That's mental illness. And I keep trying to help black folks to understand why we do what we do. It's mental illness. Let me read what you're saying, Ringer. I'm not trying to ignore you because I don't want to get off focus, okay? So I'm not trying to ignore your comments. Keep commenting. Please keep commenting. You're right, they don't respect us. They don't have to, Ingrid. Why? Because you didn't make them. You've never made the Democrats respect you. If you did your homework and did your research about the Democratic Party, you would understand. And I know people say, oh, but our ancestors were Republicans. They were two different types of Republicans. You have a different type of Republican now than you had in 1963. Totally different, because some of them racist Democrats went over to the Republican side, okay? That's what you're looking at with a whole lot of Republicans now were Democrats who went into the Republican side, okay? You have to understand what's going on. If we did our history, we'd understand, okay? So now the Republican Party is no different than the Democratic Party. It's still the same dirt. I believe we need to vote. We have to make our own policies. We have to tell people what we want. We have to at least come to the table. I remember Trump. A lot of black folks would not even come to the table to talk to him. Why? He's asking you to come to the table. You won't come to the table? That made no sense to me because he's a Republican. Doesn't matter. He's asking you black folks to come to the table. What do you want? We never came to the table to tell him what we wanted. So guess what, you guys? What'd you get? I'm just saying. We have to stop with all the crap, the madness, when we're not doing anything to change our own situation. We have to start putting money behind our candidates. And we have black folk that's the one that can run, that can tell you, and we hold accountable, and we tell them what we want. You come up with a piece of paper and say, these are our demands. This is what we want. Police brutality. You begin to tell Michael, welcome, like and share as you come in. We begin to tell people and make our demands known. You cannot back somebody and they don't know what you want. You have to tell them, and we're going to hold you accountable. And if you don't do what you say, because Biden has not done anything. He's not done anything that he said. He talked about a couple things. But every time it's time that he swings around the mulberry bush, don't he? Go around the mulberry bush several times. You're right. We need to vote for who, but why not have our candidate? Why not have us a candidate up there? Why can't we back our candidate that looks like us and act like us, don't look like us, but have white supremacy like Tom, what's his name, Tim Scott? He's got white supremacy mindset. He looks like us. Kamala Harris looks like us, but she got a white supremacy mindset because she's Indian. She's not even black. She never admitted to being black. So a lot of black sisters will say, oh, the homegirl, we gonna vote Delta because she's a sorority, whatever. But you got to not be so smart to wear your dummy. What was her policy before she ran for presidency? How did she treat black people before she came to office? She treated them like crap, but nobody cared about that because that was in the past. But the past is helping you to understand the future. If somebody is racist then, they racist now. We can't be so blinded to where they look like us and we don't see what's hanging in the background. Obama looked like us, but he was full of white supremacy. Who raised him? His white mama. Who was he around? His white grandparents, okay? So that boy wasn't thinking about no black folk. When he was growing up, he hung around white folk. He only married Michelle because she's black, because he knew where he was going, what he wanted, and he knew that having a black wife was going to help him with the black community. Y'all better stop. Michelle was the first black woman he ever dated. Did you know that? Okay, I'm trying to get black people to change our mindset. We have to get to the place where we are so freaking tired and sick and tired, and we're going to change our situation. I don't care what carrot they dangle. Let them dangle it. You can have your carrot. I'm going over here and try their carrot. But I'm going to get their carrot because I'm going to put me some stuff on the line, and I'm going to put it out there what I expect and what I need and what I want. Thank you, Ingrid. But I'm trying to wake black folk up. See, you know what? My lives are too much for some folk. I'm serious. They want me to, I'm not going to compromise. I am not going to kiss white folks behind. That's not who I am. I'm going to speak truth. And some people can't, they don't, right now, truth hurts. Truth about black people hurts. They want to stay blind and stay asleep and stay sheep. It's no time for us to stay blinded and stay sheep right now. We have a job to do, family. We are all we got. And if we don't come together, we're not going to make it. Black men and black women, it's time for us to come together. Forget all of this craziness. You know who didn't put a wedge between black and white, black folk and black men and women? You know who put a wedge between us? And I'm not even going to say that it's white folk. Black folk have put a wedge. And I hear it every day. I hear a whole YouTube person tell me that it's going to take a white woman. I've seen it. It's going to take a white woman to bring our men out. What does a white woman have in counter? What does in common with our black kings? They don't know the struggle. Our king can't go home to her and say, man, you know my boss today, that thing was being so racist to me. She don't look at him. She not even going to understand. She not even going to recognize it because it's never happened to her. So how can you go home to a white woman and tell her, man, that dude was so racist? She don't look at you. That's how you're talking about her people. White supremacy is not, I don't care. Let me tell you something about these white women. They may be dating a black man, but they still hate white black women. They still hate black women. Because they want to be you, black woman. They so jealous of us, they want to be us. And see, when I get to talking like this, people get mad and they get in their stuff. I don't care. You can be in your stuff all you want. I'm speaking truth. I'm trying to tell you who divided the black woman and the black man. It's time for us to come back as black family. We can't, let me help you to understand. Let me break it down a little better. You're right, Ingrid. We are our worst enemies. Let me break it down a little more. When I hear a black woman telling me I don't need a man, dummy, I hate to hear that. Let me tell you why. Do we hear anybody else talking about they don't need their men? How you going to reproduce? I don't want to reproduce by myself. I don't want to just have a baby by every man. I don't want to be a baby's mama. I did never want to be a baby's mama. I had my kids being married, plain and simple. And I decreed that in high school because I was seeing some girls and they was having babies in high school. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. But you got to have some dreams and aspirations for yourself. But right now we need some dreams and aspirations. We need to get back to black love. We need to get back to our kings, and our kings need to come on home. Because them white women, they ain't doing it for you. Yeah, they may let you stick it in. Licking and everything, you know what I'm saying, okay? But guess what? When it comes down to it, they don't have your back, not the way you think. They ain't got your back. Go ahead, be you and start talking about white supremacy and see how long that white woman be there. You're going to make her feel uncomfortable. But a lot of black men that's with these white women, they've lost themselves. They've lost their blackness. and they talk about black women so bad. They talk about, but you don't know you're talking about your mama, because you had a black woman that gave birth to you. And so when you come in and you going over there and you disrespecting your mama, you disrespecting your black woman, you disrespecting your mother, because she gave birth to you, and you talking about her. We don't even understand how deep this rabbit hole goes. But I hope and pray that we can come together and vote together as a block. That's what Dr. Claude Anderson said. That he said if black folk gonna do anything, they gotta come together as a block, and we gotta vote as a block. But we gotta put some demands on paper and tell people what we need and what we want. We've not told anybody, nobody's gone to Biden and say this is what we need. Because what we got in office now are coons who ain't going to speak up for nothing. He'll be able to come on there and tell you, yeah, I'm a white boy that did this, that, and the other. You ain't done jack shit for black folk. I'm just saying, please forgive me. I'm sorry. You ain't done nothing for black folk. And somebody needs to be man enough or woman enough to say that. Tell me what, when you ask him a question about black folk and he go he and haw and tell you about a story, I want to hear your story right now. I need to know. You say you've done something for black people. Show it to me on paper. Show me what you've done. That's right, Ingrid. My mom wasn't playing that either. Show me what you've done for black people. Show me what have you done. And don't tell me I plan, because I heard this broadcast with Biden when he first, the first 100 days when he got in office. I think it was like the first, wasn't 100 days yet. But what he said was, I plan on doing this, that, and the other for black people. Nope, I don't want to hear what you plan to do. I want to hear, I want to hear, you've been in office for how long now? Show me what you've done already. I don't want to hear what you plan on doing, because you've been in there a year and you've not done anything. So I don't want to hear what you plan on doing, because you've not done it. So it doesn't matter. Out of all of your promises that you've made to black people, how many have you kept? That's what we, these are the questions we asking him. These are the questions we put in his face. And we're not going to let him and give a whole long answer. Come on back. You're getting off the subject. All I need to know is, what have you done so far for black people? Show me your promises. How many have you kept? Ingrid, and you are so, that's so right. You're so true. That's the true statement. You have to understand why. We've not picked them. The people that they've been picked for us. When we pick our own people, because we got some people around, we got some people here, right, that are black first. Maurice Muhammad is black first. That's my brother. Okay? He got some stuff coming. Y'all be ready. Be watching. He got some stuff coming. Y'all be ready. Maurice Muhammad, look up his YouTube channel, okay? Look him up. He's got some stuff coming down the pipe. I hope you're ready for it. I hope black folk are ready for it. I hope we're ready for it, because it's time for a change. It's time to make a change, and it's time for us to come together so that we can change, because we already know what to do. We already know what we need to do, right? Why aren't we doing it? We got to get to the place where we are not allowing somebody to slap me. I was never that type of child. You come and lay your hand. You can talk all noise all you want. When I got tired of you talking, I might have slapped the hell out of you. I'm just saying. That's the type of child I was. But guess what? Are we going to continue allowing the coons to tell us or speak for us? Or are we going to get so tired to where we're going to make a difference? We got to get there. Even if and I think right now for black people, we have to keep saying it. We have to keep saying it. And I love how Professor Black Truth. Okay. He comes on every morning now. I love it. You got to keep that kind of conversation in black folks' face. Then they get it. But you got to keep saying it. And we'll get there. And it's going to take us saying it over and over and over and over and over and over for us to get it. First year, you may not succeed, but at least they know it's there. The second year, you may not succeed, but at least you know it's there. Third year, you might get a little closer, but they still know it's there. You feel me? It's going to take time. Ingrid, you're not going to jump up and run today. It takes 9 months to walk, right? It's going to take you. So we didn't get in this. Andre, welcome. Hello. Welcome. Want to like and share as you come in. We didn't get here in this spot today. It took them dropping nuggets a little bit at a time, right? You know how a cat will sneak up on the whatever their the prey is, and they all of a sudden they got it. It didn't take us. We didn't just get here yesterday. It took since 1963 when we integrated with enemies. They started then. They didn't approve the school for black folks to come to school with them until they had a plan in place. Understand something. They had to put their plan in place, and their plan was to not educate your children. They never intended on educating our children. Why would I tell you how great your child is if I don't like you? We allowed our enemies to educate our children. We have to understand that. We've slapped ourselves in the face. It's things now that we can do to change our situations, but we won't do it. Like for right now, changing political parties. Why won't we do it? You understand what I'm saying? It's things that we can do now. You can start educating your own children because we have black schools now. But we won't do it. So we can't blame white folks for slapping us in the face and not doing nothing for us. We can't blame Biden for him being him. He's always been him. He's always been like that toward black people, right? Look at his history. Look at Clinton's history. And we put the worst races in because Clinton was calling. Remember, we love Clinton. We called him the first black man. Remember, he used to come on there and play the little saxophone. We sucked it up, right? What did he do for black people? He put your children in jail. He called them predators. That's where it started, them locking up. Because he did the first one, remember? Okay? Clinton. And then Biden came and did his. We have to understand something. White supremacy works together. But you have to understand, you can't give your babies to your enemies. You can't give your babies to a child molester and say, don't touch my baby. Who does that? Who do they do that at? You know how these devils are. You know how they are. We ain't just met them. They never changed. Let me help you understand. Let me go deeper with that. You know how we used to move into, you know, remember we used to move into their neighborhood? I remember when I was little, and it was called Valpo, Indiana, Crown Point, Indiana, and Portage, Indiana. I lived in Gary, Michael Jackson, woo-woo, that's why. Yeah. But I was born in New York, moved from New York to Gary, Indiana, okay, and lived there for, God, I went to high school, and then eventually moved to Arizona, then Virginia. So I've had, you know, so I lived in the Gary, Indiana since both, I went to high school there. And I remember when you had one black family that moved to Crown Point, Indiana, and he had a business, right, he thought he was going, oh, I got some money. I'm going to move out there with the white folks. Honey, they burned the cross and that brother job. And then eventually they burned the house, okay? I'm just saying. But we think we're moving up when we're moving around them. But for real, why would you want to move around your enemy? Come on. You got a little money? You can move out in the country and move back yourself. You ain't got to move around them. Then you got to send your children to their schools. And yes, his children went to their school. Can you imagine the hell them kids went through? I'm not willing to put my children through that. I don't need to move amongst them to feel like I made it. Where do we get that mindset from? Help me with that. I was a young girl, right? I wasn't even in high school. I probably was maybe seventh or eighth grade. And I asked my mom, I said, why would he move way out there with them white folks? I was just so like that. Okay, I always thought like this. And I said, man, do you not know what those kids are going to go through going to school with them people? And then when they burned the cross in the yard, then when they eventually burned the house and they had to rebuild, and they had the nurse rebuild it out there. Please help me. They eventually went through the hell that they had to go through. But why do we need integration with them? When we integrated with them, we integrated with them. They never integrated. They never came to our hospitals. They never came to our schools. They never came to our neighborhoods. We always went to their neighborhoods, their schools, their hospitals, didn't we? Integration means to come together. It didn't mean us going over there and them not coming over here. Our teachers, they didn't hire our teachers to educate their children, did they? Our hospital workers, nurses and doctors could go to their hospitals and work, could they? What happened to our nurses and doctors that worked in the black hospitals? And what happened to the teachers in the black schools? They lost their jobs. because none, they weren't able, they didn't hire them to work in the hospitals. They didn't hire our teachers to work to educate their children because they already had a plan. We're going to get them little niggas over here and we ain't going to teach them nothing. Because look at the schools in America right now in the black neighborhoods. And who's teaching your baby? Who's over the school board? They ain't black. And I guarantee you half them schools are not accredited. Do your homework, black family. But yet you know this, and you still allow them to educate your children. And then you wonder why our children act crazy, why they taking on other folks' personalities. Evil communication grew up in a good manner, okay? When you got Satan's children over your children, because we all know whose children they are, don't we? But we act like we don't know. These are still the same people that hung your ancestors up and cut the babies out of their stomach while the person was still alive. These are still their children that hung your ancestors up and burned them alive and allowed their grandchildren or their children to watch. So not only was they causing mental illness on themselves, but they were causing mental illness on their children. Because how psychologically, when you see trauma, if I beat a dog and burn a dog and I put a dog up, okay, and I hung a dog up, I'm going to be psychologically infected, right? That's going to affect me psychologically, right? So if I hang up a black person and I allow my child to watch it, am I bringing trauma into my child? But they didn't see that. They was teaching their child, their children, how to be just like them. So they passed that demon down. So now we got our men marrying them. They all dysfunctional. Ask, if you got a white friend out there, ask them how much medication do they take? How many psychological drugs are they on? I had a guy at work. Come to work, he was acting weird. I said, Frank, hey, what's going on? He said, I'm just having a rough day. I said, why? I said, I know this last couple of days, you know, you have to do is say one word to them and they ready to tell it. I said, I know this couple of days you've been kind of off, which you were, and I'm watching. Because you know them white, they crazy. They're coming in and shoot up the whole place, and I'm watching. But he said, oh, yeah. He said, I take 6 medications. 6 medications. And he said, I'm off 2 of them. I said, well, wow. He said, can you tell the difference? I said, yeah, I can tell the difference. I ain't going to lie. I said, I think you need to go back on them other 2. Don't come in here shooting up places. I'm just saying. I did. I told him, I said, I think you need to go back on those other two that you were off of. I said, because I can really tell the difference. And he goes, yeah, I think so. And honey, I was saving me because I got to work with you every day. And I don't know where your mindset at because first time you come in here with a gun. I'm just saying, because they shoot up the place and they get off. I'm just saying. They don't go to jail when they shoot up places. You know that. Let me come in. All I have to do is just bring a gun and I'm going to jail. But we can never forget who we're dealing with, people. And I think we've forgotten. Ingrid, you funny. You funny. But am I lying? I'm telling the truth. I'm trying to help black folks to remember. I want us to remember. We get that slap. This one was a hard slap for me. I don't know about y'all, but I'm angry. I'm mad as hell. Because I'm mad because black folks not waking up. I'm mad because you made an excuse when I asked you, what has he done? What has he done? What has Biden done to show you that he's changed? You said that was 20 years ago. A girlfriend of mine said, that was 20 years ago. I said, but what has he done? He's been in office 50 years. What has he done? Show me one thing he's done good for black people. She couldn't show me one thing. But you're going to get him the highest seat. I'm mad about that. Aren't y'all mad about that? As you come in, like and share, family. Thank you. I want y'all to like and share. I'm mad about that because we're not learning. Why aren't we learning, family? Tell me why we're not learning. Tell me why are we not getting it? Why is it that we're still, out of all this time, we're still being slapped? And now, with him giving immigrants $450,000, they came across the border and got rich instantly. And you still ain't got nothing. They wouldn't even pass a George Floyd bill for you. What did they tell you? Yes, Michael, welcome. Yes, but you're right. Well, they came across the border and instantly became millionaires. And you've been here how long? You're not citizens. You've been here how long? And you can't get a George Floyd bill. You can't even get them to pass a no lynching bill. Oh my God, come on. Y'all help me out here. I'm having a fit. Help me out. I'm not trying to holler. Help me out. Every time they come to you, they say, oh, we tried. And we say, okay. They tried, y'all. I'm upset, Ingrid, because of my family not getting it. I'm upset because I want to slap the hell out of my brothers and sisters that voted for him because you're not getting it. I want them to physically feel a physical slap right now because you're not getting it. Whatever it's going to take for you to get it right now, we better get it because we keep thinking they got us. We keep thinking they got our back. We keep thinking that they're going to have some mercy on you. White supremacy don't like you. And then you keep trying to marry them. Keep trying to date them. You're having babies by them. You may as well go out there and have babies by your pit bull. You may as well go on up and ever having sex with your pit bull. You're having sex with animals, beasts. They're not even real people. You know the Nymphalins? You remember the Nymphalins, right? Let's do some history. Those are their children. Why do you think they love Halloween? Why do you think they love Satan worship? Why do you think a whole lot of white folk are into satanic rituals and all of this? Because that's their father. And people are scared to say this. They get mad when I say stuff like this. I don't care because I'm real. I do my history. I do my research. I'm a research queen when it comes to looking up stuff. I will get in there and research. I watch TV. I don't even bother. I'm too busy trying to free my people. Wake up, black folk. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. I hope this slap hurts so bad that it slapped the taste out your mouth and slapped the teeth out. You remember how you little, you get slapped by your mama and things hurt so bad, it hurts feelings more than anything else, didn't it? But I hope this slap hurts so bad, it's so deep, that you don't ever forget this slap. $450,000 per family member. Is it per child? I think it's per child, right? So if you got two children, how much money did they just get? You got almost $1 million. But you weren't even citizens. Just like I just read. What did I just read? What did Cotton say? He said, that's just like you. A burglar coming into your house. Didn't he just say that? He said, it's just like a burglar coming in your house. And you paying him. Hold on, I got to get it. Hold on. I got to read it to it because I don't want y'all to see it. I want to read it the way he said it. I want to read it the way he said it. Listen to this. He said, it would be unthinkable to pay damages to a burglar who broke into your house for the psychological trauma they endured during the crime of breaking in your house. And yet the Biden administration wants to reward migrants, and who illegally entered our country with up to $450,000 each for just that reason. They illegally, instant millionaires, yes ma'am, instant millionaires, and black folk can't even get bills passed. A no lynching bill. Why? Because they're still lynching your pine. They still lynching you. Look it up. They lynched one 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now. Okay? That's why they won't pass the bill, because they still lynching you. And they know we ain't done yet. We ain't done. But I guarantee you, if some white boys come up lynched, they pass up some kind of bill, wouldn't they? Like they did for the Asians, who wasn't even being hurt. I think there, it was think it's like 150 compared to 2,000 black people getting murdered. 150 agents got hurt or wasn't even hurt. I think they were cuffed out or name called or something. But they weren't hurt. They weren't killed. They weren't murdered. They weren't being murdered. But they got an anti-hate crime deal passed. Plus some money. But you got 2,000 black men and women out here dying out of hands of tyrants. by the hands of thugs, terrorists. And we can't get a hate crime deal. We can't even get them to get felonies. I seen where they beat a man and gave misdemeanors to the men that beat him. What are we going to do about that? Are we tired yet? Are we tired of how they're treating us? I look at the case with Grandmaster Jay. I love me some Grandmaster Jay. I don't care what nobody says. I don't believe nothing about him being agent. I don't care. Whatever. But I know y'all do, but it doesn't matter, y'all. This is my life, so I can say what I feel and how I feel. But I want y'all to understand something. Black folk right now should be up in arms protecting our brother. You know why I say that? Because rather you guys believe in it. And you know what? Black folk, we have been so traumatized that they have trained you how to look at yourself as at each other very negatively. They have trained us how to look at them as saviors. They have trained us to look at them as nobody can do what, for us what white folks can do for us. They trained us to believe that. So, and they've trained us over the years to look at our own as dirty, because they put those words in our head, dirty, lazy, useless. You feel me? So anytime a black person rises, just like, for instance, I remember back in the day when Malcolm X and Farrakhan used to speak a lot, and the Muslims will speak on the behalf of black people. You know a lot of Christians, Farrakhan? Do you guys know that? Back in the day, this was back in the 70s, when, you know, 80s, when Farrakhan was his young days and that brother was bad. Ooh, I love Mr. Farrakhan. He's an older man, but still, I loved his voice, the words that was coming out of his mouth. I would just look at him and I'd be like, oh my God, somebody else talks like that. And Khalid Muhammad. I loved how they would talk. And you got another one now that talks like that, and he's in UK. Okay, I can't remember his name, but he's a Muslim too. But just would come out of his mouth, and I was like, oh my God. Nobody else black speaks like this, but the church hated Farrakhan. They hated Malcolm. They hated. And I'm like, why? It made no sense. Because you guys should feel this way. But we brainwashed against each other. So no matter what, when a black person speaks like I do against black people, they don't like you. When a black person comes and talk against white supremacy, black folk hate that. They said, oh, we're not back. You trying to pull us back to the, and I said, honey, it never left. Oh, we can do whatever we want now. Oh, you can, Oprah can, but so many cannot and have not. So let's not get it twisted and let's not be brainwashed. Black folk have not moved one iota since 1963. Since slavery, okay? Since we got free in slavery, we have not gained ground at all. And the ground we did have in 1963, you gave it back by coming back up under your enemy. Who does that? You were free. Did you see? Let me show you. We were gaining ground. 1920, we had our own cities. We had our own everything up until 1963. 1963, somebody had the bright idea, a Christian. Come on, we're going to love everybody. How's that loving everybody doing for you, black family? Everybody's loving everybody except white folk ain't loving you like that. You're the only one that's loving everybody. I'm just saying. That's why Biden getting ready to give them $450,000 and gave you absolutely nothing. I want to show you something. Let me just show you something. Well, I have something. I'm just coming with the receipts. I just want to show you something. And then we're going to talk about my grandmaster. I love him. I love him. NFAC for life. I'm serious, y'all. I love him. But I want to show you something. I hope I can find it on my page. And it was an article. It was an article that, hold on, I'm going to show you. Okay, this is an article, and I hope you guys can see this, okay? And it talks about, it might be upside down. It talks about, you see at the bottom here where it says zero? You see that where it says zero right over here, okay? It says Black Americans got slavery and Jim Crow era zero. It talks about how much money, and it talks about in 1990 U.S., how much money they gave the different groups of people that came over here. Japan, Americans got $1.6 billion, or that made $220,000 each. In 1985, U.S. gave the Indians, Ottawa of Michigan, they gave them $32 million, okay, for the 1839 treaty. And then in 85, they gave the Chickahaw of Wisconsin $31 million. Then in 85, they gave, now these are Indians, we're talking about the Seminoles of Florida, they gave them $12.3 million. Then in 85, the U.S. gave the Sioux, South Dakota, $105 million. And then in 1980, the U.S. gave Oregon, some kind of Indians of Oregon, $81 million. And then in 81, I'm going back, in 71, they gave $1 billion plus 44 million acres of land to Alaska Native land settlers, okay? I'm just trying to help you understand. But it talks about from 1865 to present, you know how much black folks, America's given black people? Let me help you out. Zero. African-American black descendants. Zero. What do you think about that, family? Everybody else that wasn't born here, came here, got something. And Indians that they gave money to, you think they were the real ones or the $5 ones? I'm just saying. I'm asking for a friend. Because you know who was here first. It wasn't them light-skinned ones. It was Indians that looked like just like him, okay? Those are the Indians that went through hell. And that 1836 treaty wasn't with the ones that looked like this. It was the ones that looked like this. But guess who got the money? It's the one that looked like that. Because they wanted to replace the darker skin one. I'm just saying. Y'all better wake up. We have gotten $0 on purpose. Do you understand how on purpose that is? We're not getting dollars on purpose, family. Because they want everybody else to come in and they're to be on top of black folks. Because it takes money to get money, right? If we don't never get no money, we can't never get our businesses. We can't never get our hospitals. We can't never get our food. We can't never get, and they know that. So let's keep them down as long as we can. Everybody come, we're going to get them some money over them. And they're going to be at the bottom of the totem pole. It's done on purpose. Y'all black folks better. That's why I'm ready to slap some people that tell me, I thought it was Biden. I want to slap the hell out you right now. Because I'm tired of you acting like you crazy. I'm tired of you thinking white supremacy is going to save you. I'm tired of you looking up to white supremacy like that's your daddy. I'm tired of you looking up to them like they're going to swoop in on a horse and do something for you. Everybody looking for white Jesus to come, right? Everybody God look like them except black folks. We got a blue-eyed one that would string your hair. But everybody else got a God that look like this instead of black folks. So Revelation 1:14 tells you what color it is. But we got pastors that read that say, oh, that don't mean that. That means they're going to put their own whatever in it, whatever. I just want you guys to, I'm trying to help you understand. Now, the reason I talk about Grandmaster Dre is I love him so much. I do. I feel so sorry for him. And this is who I'm talking about. In the PC, okay, ma'am. Now, you had these officers that got away with Breonna Taylor's killing, right? Grandmaster Jay went down there. He marched. And I'm going to tell you, the year he got, when they really got mad, was when he cut that money off of that derby. Remember how he went down there? And took almost a million people, marchers with them, with guns. And they stopped them from having the derby. Cost the city millions. What are they doing now, family? They bought this brother up on so many charges, state and federal, right? Why would state and federal come together against this brother? He was fighting a white supremacy system. Every time black folk want to be free, we go against the system, they'll bring the system to go against you. They always use their system against you, always, because that makes it right for them. They always bring their system right. They either bring their system to put you in jail for years upon years, or they kill you, right? They ain't going to kill him. They're going to make him miserable, and they're going to try to send his brother to jail. Now, the federal dropped the charges, but the state kept their five charges, kept five charges. Each charge is 5 years, right? But you got all these white supremacists, all these AKK and all Proud Boys and everybody else, right? Yes, hold on. Ingrid, I'm reading your passage, but we black people are also responsible for our situation. Yes, we are. We have so many millionaires, and we don't do anything for black people. We can't continue to blame white people. You're right. You're right. And we do have a lot of millionaires. But guess what? Don't get it construed. I'm not blaming white folk. I'm blaming black folk for the state we're in now. Totally blaming black folk. So I was showing you how it started. But right now, black folk are in the position that we're in because of us. Because we could have been free a long time ago. But we chose to come together with enemies in 1963. We could have stayed separate and say, you stay over there, I stay over here. We're going to have our local government. We're going to get stuff through our local government, okay, because that's what it's going to take. Local governments. You can run to be mayor, Ingrid, in your city and get reparations. We can run for local offices and get money for your city. You guys know that, right? We don't have to get reparations from Biden. We can run locally and become mayor. And Ingrid, and this is how we do it. If you say I want to be mayor, we start right now, because I think the race is every 2 years, if I'm not mistaken, right? We could start right now. And the next mayor event you'll be ready for, we can start taking donations right now to back Ingrid to be mayor. And that's how we do it. And we put at least three city council members, and we start taking money for the three black first city council members that's going to have a heart for black people. I mean, black first. We're not talking about people that look like us but don't do white folks. White supremacy bidding. It's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about people that are going to have a heart for black people. That's the only way you're going to change anything in the city, is you put two to three people on the city council to back the mayor. Because if the mayor's gone, but they don't have any backup on the city council, which will vote for the mayor or whatever the mayor put in place, you're not going to have any help. So you can't run for mayor but not have like two or three members on city council to back you. Because then you can get reparations for your own city. I'm just saying, we don't need the government to do anything. We have the mayor that can do, okay, for the city. So let's not get it twisted. It's not me blaming, because I already know we're not. We blaming us right now, because we see what's happening. So if you got it construed that I was blaming white folks, I'm blaming us, because we know what needs to happen. We know what's going on right now. But we also have to protect ours right now. We have to understand what's going on, because if we sit here and let them do what they're going to do, the black grandmaster, and also, what's the other guy's name? Who shot the police? Well, it was, no, I don't know if he did that. I don't want to put that out there. Who they say, okay, it was alleged that he shot. Oh, I can't think of his name. Oh, God. Ozone, is that his name? I think if I pronounce his name wrong, I do apologize. But we have to understand. We have to protect him, because that brother can get off of that. Because guess what? I'm going to tell you what. If that was me, I'd say, look, I was afraid for my life, because so many black folks have died in the past. And you can look up all them dudes that died in the past by a police officer's hand. Because I believe that cop was there to do some dirt, and he was calling back up. And y'all ain't going to tell me he wasn't there to do no dirt. That's why he died, because he's getting ready to do some dirt. But I'm just saying, with Ozone's case, NFAC case, I'm telling you, we have to protect ours. They'll protect theirs, didn't they? Didn't they protect Kyle Rittenhouse? Oh, we're going to read a little bit about Kyle Rittenhouse, too. But they're getting ready to try to charge our brother and give him 20 years. 20 years. But you didn't give Amber Geiger 20 years for murder, did you? But you're going to give a brother 20 years. Let me show you. You're going to give up our brother 20 years or try to give our brother 20 years for doing what? For standing up against white supremacy. And black folks sitting there telling me he's an agent? Let me tell you something. Give me proof. If you ain't got proof, shut the hell up. Because black folks talk, we'll talk, and ain't got no proof for nothing, because we can hear white supremacy start that rumor, and we run with everything white supremacy tell you. Stop it. We support our own. And once we find out that he's an agent for real, but we don't have no proof right now. All we hear is white supremacy, start a lie, start a rumor, and we jump on board. Then we got to stop. We got to stop doing that. We have to protect ours. Kyle Rittenhouse, they trying everything they can to get that brother off of murder. They trying everything they can to get this brother off for murder. But we can, and they will protect me. They say it was self-defense. Was it self-defense when you left Chicago to go to Milwaukee? You had somebody to drive you with a shotgun, but they never charged that person. If Kyle Rittenhouse was black, they would have charged the parents because he was under 17. They'd have charged the person that drove him down there, and they'd have charged him, right? There would have been three people on trial. You only have one, Cal. And they trying everything because it was self-defense. How is self-defense when you're 17? You should have been your ass in a bed somewhere at home, and you out in another city, so you cross borders with the weapon. Okay? Nobody say anything about that. You cross borders from Chicago to Wisconsin, right? Milwaukee. Right? Who drove you there? Should have been up and brought up on charge. Then you walk through the street with a gun at 17 and waved at the police officer before you killed and after you killed. But you're going to tell me it's self-defense. You shouldn't have been out there in the first place. You shouldn't have been out there in the first place. Had the self-defense. You went out there to do some dirt. You went out there to do some dirt. You went out there to do some dirt. He said, oh, somebody wanted him to guard their car dealership. You're 17. You're 17. If somebody had called me and I'm your mom and they said, hey, we want, just like Kyle was my son, we want Kyle to come over here and protect our cars because they're doing some looting tonight. You better hire you for private security because my son, for one, is not security. For two, he's 17. And for three, he's not coming from Chicago to West Milwaukee to guard your car lot. I'm just saying. That's the story they're telling now. Now, this wasn't the story they were telling before. They came up with this story, okay? Somebody said, I want you to come to protect my car lot, and I want you, you know, he's 17 now, but you're going to protect something. No, I suggest you hire you some security to protect your car, or you move your car to another somewhere because you know that they're doing some rioting right now, and I'm going to move your cars to another location until they get down and do what they're doing. I'm just saying. That's just common sense. That's what I would have said if I was Kyle's mom. And the person, I'm not going to ask a 17-year-old to protect nothing. Because if you have to hurt somebody, then you're going to jail. But they're doing everything they can right now for this young boy not to go to jail. But they're getting ready to send our Grandmaster Jay, our NFAC, to jail for 20 years if he's found guilty. I'm just saying. The devil's a liar. I'm just saying. Every time black folks try to stand up against their system, they want to send you to jail. Ted, this whole system needs to fall. This whole system needs to fall. Ozone shouldn't be in jail because too many of our black men have died by the hands of tyranny, terrorists, racist cops. We know it. KKK members disguised as police officers. We know that. Because how many, back in the day, the police chiefs were KKK members, weren't they? Because they'd wait till at night, and they would release those boys. They released, remember them three boys that died? They released them in the middle of the night. Why didn't you release them during the day? You can wait till midnight, during the middle of the night, to release them boys. And guess who had a hand in their death? I'm just saying. We've known this for since the beginning, that police officers had something to do with it. We've known that. That's nothing new, right? That's nothing new, but we act like we don't know. Society act like they don't know. The FBI act like they don't know. But we got KKK everywhere we look. We just don't know who it is because they taken off the robes and they got on suits now. They got on black suits, black robes, not white. And they have a gavel in their hand. And they have guns with police uniforms. And they have DA suits on, prosecutors. Okay, guards, sheriff's departments, they really undercover right now, right? Yeah, we know that. But we as black folk have to learn how to stick together. We got to stop with all this craziness. And NFAC needs us. K Kyle Rittenhouse got out of jail, and a church got him to pay $2 million. A church paid $2 million for him to get out of jail. And you know what they say? They will not condemn this boy. They said self-defense. That's self-defense. You went down there looking for trouble. That's premeditated. But they said, oh, it's self-defense. But our brother needs us, and we can't come together for him. You don't ever hear white folks say, they're traitors. They're this, that, and the other. Do we? Do we hear? Have you heard anybody say anything negative about Kyle Rittenhouse? No, I haven't. I haven't heard them say anything negative about him. All I've heard is he did his self-defense, no matter if it makes sense or not. But they'll say he shot those two people. He shot three people. Two died. Two died. And they're trying to, they say, to self-defense. But you shouldn't have been there in the first place. And you went down there premeditated thinking I'm going to hurt somebody because I got a, he had a gun, a rifle, AR-15 in his hand. So he went down there to do some dirt, didn't he? So that's premeditated. How's that self-defense? But that's the case because I'm white and I say so. That's white privilege. You say it's not there, it's there. It's still there. It never went anywhere. It's never going to go anywhere because. But if he had been black, he'd have been in jail. Ain't no way in the world he'd have been out on $2 million. He would have still been in jail from all this time. For a whole year, he would have been in jail, right? You know that, right? He'd have been in jail for all this time. He would have never got off. But they let him out because he's white. My face on, he's 17. He can't handle up in there. They're weak. They're weak. They don't teach their kids to be strong. They're weak. But Grandmaster Jay, he needs our support. And we can't support our brother, but they can support theirs. You guys should be shaming yourself. Shame, shame, shame. A whole lot of people found out that Proud Boy, he was an agent. Nobody said he was an agent, nor did they. They didn't even talk about that long, did they? But they still supporting him. I'm just saying. They're going to support the earth, no matter what. When are we going to learn how to do that? To support ours, no matter what. And if we find out he's a traitor, we handle that later. But right now, we're going to support our brother. We're going to support him. We should be supporting him. We should be in arms, up in arms, whenever his trial is or case, we should be there. We should be there. But we have so much to say against our own because we've been trained that way, you guys. We've been trained to be negative when it comes to us, to think negative when it comes to us. Automatically. And you know what? I was being more sensitive than thinking, you know, when I see a black person and I'm thinking more, how is my reaction to them? Am I automatically thinking negative? Am I automatically grabbing my purse? Or am I automatically thinking, oh, they think that, what's my mindset to my own? I'm being more aware of my thoughts. When I see some stinking thinking, I'm not going to look at mine like that. And yes, I've come into some that are. My husband bought a car from one, and I always try to shop black, and we got taken by our own. I just show him. But my thing is, I see that he does not need to be in business, so I'm praying that his shop will shut down because that type of man does not need to be in business. If you cannot be honest with your own and be fair with your own, you don't need to be in business. You need to work for somebody. You understand what I'm saying? I don't wish no bad on him, but I hope and pray that he does not sell another car out that lot. I'm not one to forgive like that. You did wrong. You need to pay for that. You understand what I'm saying? We need to protect ours, and we need to wake up. We're not blaming white folk for anything. I don't care about them. But I am blaming black folk because where we are today, we shouldn't be here in the same predicament even now. At some point, we learn, we wake up, and we move forward. Why aren't we doing that? Why are we still stuck waiting, looking, oh, my God, what are we going to do? We should not be stuck in this rut, and we're stuck right now. Who are we waiting for to free us? It's almost like you know how you get in a bear trap and you just lay in there and you just waiting. You're just waiting. You're just waiting. You're just waiting. Now your foot didn't rot it off. You're still waiting. And you could have been gone. We won't even help ourselves. And how many black people didn't walk past somebody seeing that their car is down and you won't even stop to help? But you'll stop at that white girl. And I've seen it. I've seen it. I have seen it. We got to do better. We've got to do better. It's imperative. I hope I said something to make you think, not to make you mad, but to make you think. We need right now to walk in our purpose, to create our new reality. Stop walking in the old anything. The old mindset has got to go. Breathe out with the old, in with the new. Because it's time for us to do better. It's time for us to get this together. It is time for us to do what we need to do and stop it. Stop. Isaac, welcome. Like and share as you come in. Like and share as you come in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So what are we going to do? We got slapped hard. I hope that slap was so hard to now we had to shake that one off, right? Shake it off, but do something. Not shake it off and get mad. Not shake it off and cuss. Not shake it off and fuss. No, let's shake it off and come together and move forward together. Together. This is what it's going to take. It's going to take us. Why aren't we not fired up about this? We should have been fired up about this. 450,000. Do you not know these people getting ready to be millionaires? They almost getting ready to get, if you got three kids, you know, this is the limit as far as how many kids, they're getting ready to make some money. They came in the door, millionaire, and you still struggling, still begging for a bill to be paid, still begging for a bill. They trying to do what? What was they trying to do with the a study? They still trying to get the study together. I don't even know, did they start the study? Did they even start to study? They're supposed to be studying black folks before they give you some money. They ain't studying nobody else. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. They try to get them. It would be like, okay. What? Okay, family, I'm trying to be serious. Why? They don't study. Did you get anybody? Did you get a dual study? Did you get a study? No, you get them a bag of money. When it comes to black folk, they just do a big count. You know what? You got to laugh because you're going to cry. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. They do it so bad. They know you're going to kill study. You okay? We'll take that study as long as we get some attention from them some kind of way, right? Come on, you guys. Come on, please help me. Okay. Sometimes you got to laugh to feel better. We were so glad to get that study, weren't we? And then even though we had black folks, come on, we don't need a handout. You're talking about Hank Aaron. Who's that man that said we don't need a handout? Dude, you got money. What the hell are you talking about? You don't need a handout. I need one. You don't need a handout because you got millions. But you're going to come and impact my handout? Please. You better sit down and shut up. I'm taking my handout. I don't care what you call it. $450,000. I want that handout. I don't know about y'all, but I want my handout. What y'all think? Y'all want a handout or not? I'm just saying, I don't care what you call it. They got an agent handout, didn't they? Did you hear anybody in the agents tell me we don't want your handout? Did you hear any other agents tell me we don't want a handout? Do you hear any of the Jews say we want a handout? Do you hear any of the Pacific Islanders that got, how much money did they get? They had 60 million, billion? Do they say, oh, we don't want a handout? Nobody says that, but black people, we ain't got nothing. We always holler when we don't want. You ain't got a dime. You ain't got a pot, but you don't hold no hand out. Who does that? What is wrong? We can't be like that forever, y'all. Come on. I'm just saying. At some point, we got to slap them and be like, shut up. You don't want no money? Go ahead. You go over there in the corner. When we get ours, we're going to keep moving, and you won't get nothing. You have to have a handout. I don't care what you call it, but I'm going to take mine. I'm just saying. I don't care if you call it a handout. I don't care what you call it. You can call it welfare. You call it whatever. But I'm going to take mine. Okay? Because I can do a whole lot with mine. $450,000 and what the immigrants, the illegal aliens getting ready to get. I'm just saying. Are we not offended about that? I hope this slap some teeth out. I hope this slap woke some people up. I hope this slap hurt so bad that they broke your jaw. I'm just trying to, I want something needs to happen to shake black folks. Because right now we're so passive. I don't know if it's in the water. Or what? But we have to do better. We have to do better. We have to do better. They can even pass a George Floyd bill for you. Told you we tried and moved on. Ain't heard no more about it, have you? But we accept that. Okay. Next carrot you're going to dangle. I'll take that one. You know we couldn't do the lynching bill either. Okay. What else carrot you gonna dangle? They still there. They still dangling the little carrot. They still got the little carrot. Come on. We just falling behind the carrot. Where we going? What's the next carrot? Stop, family. It's time to wake up and switch parties. Do some different. Do some different. I hope you guys, I'm gonna get back to our, I hope you guys are coming up with your own businesses. I'm going to do a TikTok, I think, after this. And this is new for me. I've never done a TikTok. But I'm going to talk about the Patriot, my Patriot. They offer generators and they offer supplies. It's a tote that you get from them. And it has, yes, we do, Isaac. And it has food in that tote and it lasts up to 25 years. I have partnered up with them and I'm going to put... I've partnered up with like Lowe's, Home Depot, and My Patriot for affiliate marketing. And hey, you guys need to check out this tote. And tote, I think I made like 3 payments for the tote. It wasn't that much. It wasn't that expensive, but I didn't have to pay all the money at one time. We have to, you know, sometimes we need deals like that. I didn't want to pay all the money at one time. Let me do it 3 different ways. So I was able to do 3 different ways. But I want you guys to hit on that affiliate button. I want you guys to investigate what you need. Because some of y'all ain't got no food in your house. You ain't got no extra beans. You ain't got no can or nothing. This right here will help you, and it lasts up to 25 years. It's called My Patriot. You can go on mypatriot.com to check it out, but I'm going to put an affiliate link, and you guys can just start looking at that. They have generators also you can make payments on. Somebody need a really good generator. I have generators, but they're not as big as theirs, and mine don't cost as much as theirs. But I'm, you know me, I'm not going to charge us a lot of money because I know that we are on a budget and my generators will do what it needs to do for that time being, I'm telling you. I'm just saying. And it's time for us to start thinking about some things because I'm looking at these shelves and these stores. I'm going to do a TikTok on that too. It's scary. And they're not ordering no. It's scary. It's scary. I hope y'all not thinking about buying a whole bunch of toys for Christmas. Y'all better get y'all generators. Y'all better get your food. You better get your water, toilet paper. You better get your stuff now because I'm telling you, y'all, we are in for something. And it's getting to be wintertime, okay? So they're going to get y'all when it's wintertime. Y'all better be getting y'all generators. Y'all better be getting your propane, okay? Not propane, okay? You can get those little white containers. Get your propane ready. Y'all better be, come on, stack up every 2 weeks. Take $20. Get you a thing of water. Get your case of water. Case of water is like $1.69, and I paid 59 cents for a gallon. I'm just saying, we gotta get our stuff together. And I hope you guys are doing your gold and silver, your silver, which is cheaper than gold. I'm just saying, you guys, we can't wait till last month. We can't afford it. But I'm telling you, I have ways, different ways, and I've shown you different ways to make money. My cousin has pallets, and we were down in Georgia, we picked up two big pallets, right? And we're selling them individually, stuff that's on the pallets. We're breaking them down, taking them to events, and we're selling the merchandise on the pallets. Now, I'm going to try it another way, and I'm going to buy the big pallets, and I'm going to sell the whole pallet. And you can take it to the different events and sell it and make double. We put the money we pay for the pallets, we make our money back almost triple. The money that we pay for these pallets, the money that you can make per pallet is unbelievable. So if you don't know and you want to learn how to get your own business and it's in pallets or southern pallets, you can get two or three pallets yourself and sell them. You can get two or three pallets and sell them. Okay? I'm just saying, you have got to get your own business. And what better way to do it? I'm giving out different affiliate marketing. I'm doing that too. I'm trying to give you ways and ideas. Some of you guys out here are mechanics, right? Why are you sitting on that gift? You're caterers. You're sitting on your gift. You can bake cakes, pies. Why are you sitting on your gift? Makes no sense to me. You could be baking up some cakes and standing out in front of somebody's business. They ask them, hey, can I, you coffee shop, you don't have no cakes in there, or I know you stand outside some nice days, say, can I set up a table and sell my cakes? It's for my brick and mortar. I'm just saying. We can do this, y'all. But I did not want to be on here all, you know, dragging it out. I don't like doing that. But I did have a good laugh with you guys. I'm just saying. But I'm on every Tuesday, no, every Wednesday, 12:30, or Thursday, depending on my schedule. But I'm trying to be financially free, and I hope you guys are trying to be financially free also. Okay? It's time to think about doing something. Don't sit and wait till the last minute. They're getting ready. In New York, they are getting ready to vaccinate babies in New York without the parents' consent. Are you guys ready for that? Whole lot of babies getting ready to die. Are you guys ready for that? Is it going to be your baby? What have you put in place for your babies not to be vaccinated by them? What have you put in place? They don't have a right. You better get them exemptions in. You better get them doctor notes in. You better do something now. Because New York, as soon as FDA say okay, they're vaccinating babies without your consent. They're not even going to tell you that they're doing it. Your baby's going to come home and say, hey, I've been vaccinated. I got the jab today. They're going to kill a whole lot of babies. Because you know it's not even, their kids don't even need to be vaccinated against that. They're not even catching it like that. But they're going to vaccinate your baby. And you're going to let them? We have black schools that you can go online. Xavier Institute is one. The Xavier Institute of New York, homeschooling, viral learning. You have ways, but do you want to pay the money to do it? Nothing free. There's no black free schools out here. I don't know any black free schools. But you pay daycare anyway, right? So why not pay that money for the school? I'm just giving ideas. Because I know what I would be doing if it was my child. I'd be taking my child. I don't care what I have to do. I'd make me some extra money or whatever I need to do. My child will be out of their school tomorrow because you're not vaccinating mine without my permission. You're not doing nothing to mine without my permission first. And if I say no, it's damn no. I ain't playing with my baby. You're not going to put something in them that's experimental right now. You're not going to kill mine. Because you go over and get Senate and Congress killed, put it in them. And if they live, you still not get mad if I don't think it's safe. I'm just saying. We got to stop waiting to the last minute to do stuff. And that's what black folks do. We're waiting to the last minute to get our canned goods. We're waiting to the last minute. It'll be that day, and you'll have black folks lining up across the street trying to get the last little canned goods. Stop doing that. They trying to kill you, don't you know? These people don't like you. And you lining up because of your job. When you knew about this, you could have already had your stuff together and been ready. But you chose to wait till the last minute, so you had to get this. Okay? You didn't have no choice. And that's what you said. So you sacrificed your life, possibly doing some stuff in your body now that you don't even know the side effects to. Possibly get blood clots, possibly have a heart attack, possibly ruin your life or end your life because you want to take care of your family. But are you going to be here to take care of your family when it's all said and done? When they get done and they get everybody allergic to, immune to the shot that your body's going to need to get. After you do the booster, after the booster, you're going to be immune to it. So you're going to have it every so many weeks, every so many months to keep your body. Okay? You're going to have to have it. Are you ready for that? I'm just saying. Are you ready? Okay. I hope so. Because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. Let's not forget our brother. Okay? And if they say, I forget him. We have to come together, y'all. At some point, we got to get it. At some point, we got to get it. Like and share, you guys. Like and share. Hit the bell so you'll know when I'm coming on. Like and share. I looked at that one video the other day I did. I had 80 views and maybe 9 likes. Why? Why? I don't understand. A like is free. I don't ask for no money. A like is free. You can give a like, right? Come on, let's give a like. Let's share. Let's make this thing happen. Let's make it go viral. Well, with that said, family, I'm going to end this live. I want you guys to be safe. I want you guys to think about what I've said. This is not just entertainment. My show is not for entertaining purposes. It is to wake us up. I know you don't like the way I say it, but maybe you need to hear it that way, and some people do need to hear it that way for them to shake up or wake up. You guys, you just got the hell slapped out of you. And what are you going to do about it? It's the question. What are you going to do about it? Keep getting slapped? Keep being abused? When is enough enough? Enough is enough. Now, walk in your purpose. Create your own new reality. And have a great rest of your day. Peace, family. And thanks for joining. All right, Blog Talk, thank you for joining, and I want you guys to share, and I want you guys to come on more. I want you guys to come on more and join me on Blog Talk. I want you guys to share. Tell me your, give me your ideas. What do you want to see more of? What kind of shows? Give me some ideas of what you want to see, okay? Because I know some fun conversations be so, honey, y'all can't handle it, and you get mad about my conversation. But if you don't like what I'm saying, prove me wrong. Am I lying? If you don't like what I'm saying, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. How about that? Instead of arguing and you know, trying to fuss and fight with me, prove that what I'm saying is not true. Because I don't see anywhere where I'm lying or saying anything that's not true. But if you can find an untruth somewhere, show me where that untruth is. Show it to me. Because it's time for us to do for us. Seriously, it's time for us to do what we need to do. Instead of us whining about this, that, and the other, what are you going to do about it? You just got slapped. What are you going to do about it? Joe Biden slapped us so hard. What are we going to do about it? And a lot of y'all have nothing. Y'all going to keep on doing what you've been doing, right? I want to live in peace and harmony with myself and my B1 people. I don't care nothing about the motherfuckers. I don't not dislike anybody. Let's not get that twisted. But I love me some black folks. And I want to see us win. So how many want to win? Let's win. Let's win. With that said, family, I want y'all to have a great day on purpose. And we'll see you here next Wednesday at 12:30.
Against your home, the enemy came up against your children, the enemy came up against your name, the enemy came up against your character. You will win, win, you will. against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision.